gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Livingston Animal and Avian Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is...
Dr. Sue Toper.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call that number, you'll speak with Sydney at CRN and she will put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
Thanks, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat, and we all know the best one out there is Vitacraft, and it's a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are definitely going to fall in love with, and it's called Lick and Lap. It's free of artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. You can get it at vitacraft.us, also at in your pet store, your local pet store, and you can get it at walmart.com. You can order it there. So once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. We have a special guest joining us in this first half hour or so. His name is Burt Ward. You know him, of course, from Batman and Robin, and he was Robin. This is Talkin' Pets. You can also watch us and listen to us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Listening to Talkin' Pets, we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. Dr. Sue Toper is here with us. How you doing, Sue?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm good. Not bad. So, what's going on in your life? I mean, anything new since the last time we talked to you?
Nothing super exciting. I'm really pretty boring. I haven't been anywhere except to work, which I do love work.
That
I
makes
mean,
two
you know,
of us.
Yeah. but it is, we're in Florida. As you know, it's pretty beastly hot. So I think the last couple months, a lot of my world, at least with the dogs and cats, has been full of skin allergies and fleas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing that
daily. Just that time of the year.
Yeah. Everybody's itching, licking their paws, you know, chewing on themselves. There's just a lot of resurgence of allergy right now, it seems like.
Well, we have a special guest that's going to be joining us shortly. We're trying to tie him down. His name is Burt Ward. He played Robin in the Batman and Robin series. Did you know that was only 2 years?
No. I would have thought much longer.
Yeah, it's weird, too, because I looked it up and I was like, okay, it began in 1966, and it ran until 1968, and I was kind of like, wow, I thought it was a lot longer than that.
I did, too, because, I mean, well, I guess maybe I don't remember back then as well, John, but it seemed like it was on a lot.
Yeah, and the weird part is, well, I guess maybe, though, they had movies after that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a couple of films. I'm not sure how many. Maybe Burt will remember, but I watched it as a kid. I thought it was the coolest thing.
Yes, it was. Wham, boom.
Yeah, you look at it now, though, and it's kind of like, okay, a lot different than the Batman they have out there now. yes. The Batman and Robin.
Absolutely.
But I want to welcome a buddy and good friend there, Mr. Bert Ward. Hey, Bert, how you doing?
Hello, citizens.
Hey, I want to introduce you to Dr. Sue and also Kayla here in the studio, and then, of course, all of America.
Hi, Bert.
Hello.
Hello.
So, you know, I got to tell you, it's thrilling to talk to you again. The last time I saw you, I popped up on one of those screens. You were at one of the conventions with your wife, and it was pretty cool to see you again. And I actually got to see the Bat Car.
Yeah, the Batmobile.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
Oh, yeah, it's actually probably the most famous car in the world, the Batmobile. It's you know, traveled all over the world, and it was auctioned off a number of years ago for $4.6 million.
Wow. So it's privately owned?
Yes, by a collector.
Oh, that's cool. So they you're able to use it on different events and everything like that?
No, there are duplicates the original car manufacturer had made, duplicates.
So I want to go back to your childhood a little bit. I understand that, Bert, you are quite a skilled reader. Is that true?
Yeah, well, when I was in high school, I was actually an average reader to begin with. Average reader reads about 240 words a minute with 40% comprehension. I became fascinated with the idea of speed reading. This is long before Evelyn Wood or people like that. And I studied it under a professor who taught at UCLA and also had a class at Beverly Hills High where I went. And I studied for years, and I really trained at it. And, I mean, it's a lot of work, but I was tested by the American Medical Society of Beverly Hills, and I was clocked at 30,000 words a minute with 90% comprehension, which is the equivalent of reading the entire play of Macbeth in 1 minute. I know it sounds pretty outrageous. I read War and Peace, 1,442 pages in 45 minutes, and got an A essay final at UCLA on it. But it's something that it's not fun, if you know what I'm saying. It is really hard training to accomplish that.
My mouth is on the floor when you were talking. I'm lucky if I get 30 words a minute.
Me too. I can't believe you can actually take that all in. It's pretty amazing.
Well, I'll tell you how you do it. I'll tell you, it's not magic. It's science. So, for example, I'll just tell you two things, just two out of many that can actually double or quadruple your reading speed if you're willing to put the time in to do it. One is called space reading. Space reading is where you, instead of most people, and indented reading. Let me take indented reading first. Most people, when you go to look at something you're going to read, you'll actually start with your eye outside of where you're going to start reading. In other words, if it's like a newspaper column or a book, you're going to look into the margin area first, part of your of what your glance is. So what in which is about an inch. The average person looks at it starts at about an inch before the word starts. Well, when you start doing the indented reading, you indent in an inch, okay, which is annoying for your eye because you have to really relax because you have to peripherally see that extra inch, in your left eye. And then when you get to the right side of the column, instead of, as the average person looks at the end and looks at the space after the end of the sentence or the end of that, part of the sentence, but you have to stop an inch in, and that's called indented reading. And when you and the reason you're doing that is because it's all about speed. It's about reducing the number of glances. That's what this is about. A glance, you need to be able to take in as much information. It's, what you're looking for is five things: who, what, why, when, and where. It's like business. You're focused on who, what, why, when, and where. You're not in. You eliminate the articles, the these, the a's, the an. You know, and so that's indented reading, and that's no easy task. If you want to start doing it now, you know, it's kind of like trying to play when you first learned to play the piano, and you spread your fingers out and you try to get those middle fingers to go in the right direction. You know what you want, but they won't do it. Okay? Until
I thought it was just a skill that you had as being a superhero, but we got to take a break.
That's climbing walls.
Don't go away, Bert. We'll be right back. We got to take a break. We're talking with Bert Ward. If you've got a question or a comment for Bert, we're going to get into also his Gentle Giants, which is a rescue organization, adoption as well, and his foods. He's got both dog food and cat food, Gentle Giants, out there. So we'll talk about that. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a 2-night, 3-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
He goes to school by day, he fights crime by night. He's daring and dashing, this young Gothamite. Holy Porcupine Quills,
holy mammal.
It's Robin the Boy Wonder.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
He's a kid crime fighter with a mask and a cape. And when he gets in a fix, he makes a narrow escape. Holy snail shells.
Holy gastropod.
Well, it's Robin the Boy Wonder.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
He's Bruce Wayne's young ward, Dick Grayson by name. But he and Robin the Boy Wonder are one and the same. He's jesting and laughing, cunning all the time. As he and Batman anticipate crime. He's a gymnastic whiz, knows his secret bat skill. He's a barrel of laughs.
And again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Suzanne Toper.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
And we're speaking with Bert Ward, the Boy Wonder. Now, Bert, did you know that song was out there? You probably did.
No, it sounds like the Beach Boys.
It does sound like the Beach Boys. Okay, who is that sings that?
Jan and Dean.
Jan and Dean.
Oh,
about the same era.
Yeah. Jan and Dean made an appearance on Batman.
Did they really?
Yeah, they were.
I guess that's why they made that song.
Yeah, it could well be. It could well be.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. When I found it, I was like, wow, I didn't know there was like a Boy Wonder Robin song. And I found it, I was like, oh, I struck gold with that one. So I got to ask you, you know, we were talking about the reading and everything like that. So you went to UCLA, and how did you end up, like, were you studying the arts in UCLA to be an actor, or did it just kind of fall that way?
No, I was studying. I was studying to be an actor. I had apprenticed at Bucks County a playhouse in New Hope, Pennsylvania, where one summer where I did work with summer stock actors, and this is where they took shows that they were going to take to Broadway and tried them out at Bucks County, you know, which is outside of Trenton, New Jersey, not far. And I was also studying professionally. I had acting coaches that I studied with, and at UCLA in the acting class. So I was very serious about it, but I was also in fact, when I left in my junior year from UCLA to do Batman, to be on that show, the dean at the university was very upset with me leaving. She said I should have been a nuclear physicist because I placed in the top 3% of the country in math and science on the college level.
Wow. So how did you become the Boy Wonder? I mean, did you apply for it? I mean, how'd you
very
end up being grounded?
It's a unique situation. My father was a prominent real estate broker in Beverly Hills. And I learned so much just from having a father that was so experienced that at age 18, which is the youngest you can become a real estate salesman, I took the test and became licensed. And I was, without even having to go to school for it. But I was on weekends, I would do what they call where you sit on a house, where you don't literally sit on the house. You're in the house, but people come by and you hand out brochures and, you know, to people who are interested in purchasing. And it was one of the houses that I was at on a weekend that a very famous movie producer came. His name was Saul David. And, I found out, you know, who he was just from talking to him because, very friendly. And I don't know why I had the nerve to do it. I said, I really want to be an actor. I'm studying at UCLA and studying professionally. Would you be willing to watch a couple of minute scene? And he said, oh, okay. And I did a scene for him. He said, that's really pretty good. I'm going to send you to an agent. And I said, oh, wow, that's great. So he sent me to an agent. First thing the agent said to me is, I can't get work for the actors I've got. I would never take anybody new. But if it wasn't for this producer sending you, I would never be taking you. So I'm going to take you, but don't expect to work for a year. And if you do get a job, you'll probably get one line. Well, gee, that's kind of, harsh. And I said, okay. And I left, and it was a couple of weeks later that I got a call from a secretary in the office said, there's something going on over at 20th Century Fox. We made an appointment for you. You go tomorrow at 4:30, and they got a drive on past. So I went there the next day. And I went to where they had the casting director was, and there was like a ton of young guys my age there. And I went in when I was called, and I met the casting director, and he said, would you like to meet the executive producer? I said, sure. I mean, doesn't everybody get to meet the executive producer? No, they don't. But I didn't know that because it was my very first interview. Even though I'd been studying to be an actor, I'd never gone out to seek a job. So I was sent to a bungalow on the lot, and nobody else was there except the secretary. And she said, "You can go in now." And the executive producer was William Dozier. And I guess because I'd never been turned down, and I must tell you, most actors are so emotionally devastated because, you know, they're their own product. And if somebody rejects you, you know, it's very easy to lose confidence. But I had never been rejected because I'd never tried out. So I just walked in. I said, "Hello, sir," and shook his hand. And he's like, he almost fell backwards, I think, out of shock. And he looked at me for a minute. He says, "You're kind of big for the part." I said, "Oh, but I promise you, sir, I won't grow anymore." And he laughed. I mean, how can you stop growing? And he said, "Would
how tall
like
are you?
Pardon me?
Tall was Batman?
Adam was 6'3", but they put 4-inch heels on his boots to make him 6'7", and they cut off my heels. They wanted a proportion lower. And I must tell you, when I would go out and make personal appearances, you know, people come and say, "Oh my God, you're awfully big for Robin," you know. And Alan Napier, who played our butler, he was 6'9". They didn't have to put any heels on him. He was already gigantic. And Julie Newmar, Catwoman, she was 6'2", and they put 4-inch heels on her. So, I mean, these are really big people, so I look, you know, quite small in comparison.
You know, the interesting part is, like, it's amazing if people, like, do their homework. I kind of did. You worked with Julie Newmar. You worked with Yvonne Craig. You worked with Cesar Romero, Frank Gorshin, Lee Merriweather, Burgess Meredith, Eartha Kitt, William Dozier, Alan Napier, Bruce Lee. You worked with Bruce Lee?
Yeah, he and I were friends. We used to spar together. I'm a black belt in karate. In fact, in 2015, I was inducted into the International Karate Hall and Kickboxing Hall of Fame. But Bruce and I lived in the same condominium complex, and we met, and we actually became friends. We would go out to dinner. I remember going to dinner with his wife Linda and Brandon, who was 6 months of age at the time. That was his son. And we sparred together. But also, a piece of trivia for your listeners is that, you know, of course, Bruce Lee became by far the most famous cinematic martial artist of all time. But a piece of trivia is that Bruce Lee's first filmed fight scene of his career was fighting me on Batman, because he was cast as Kato, same executive producer that cast me as Robin, cast him as Kato with Van Williams on The Green Hornet. And because our show was number one and number two in the world in 1966, I mean, which is unbelievable. We were twice a week, but what a way to launch his Green Hornet show that was going to come out on the same ABC network the following fall. So they created the thing where Batman and Robin met the Green Hornet and Kato. Both Batman and the Green Hornet thought that the other guy, we were bad guys. We thought each other were bad guys. That's why we got into a fight.
Well, hold on to that thought, because we're going to come back with Burt Ward. If anybody has a question, the lines are open at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Burt Ward, we're going to be talking when we come back about gentle giants. This is Talkin' Pets.
There's somebody thinking of you.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
Hi, I'm Bob Page. Welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. From time to time, Hollywood's finest stop by Talking Pets to talk with us and you about our pets and animals. And with so many big stars coming on Talking Pets, John Patch is never starstruck. Okay, maybe never is too strong a word.
We want to welcome on the Talking Pets, Miss Betty White. Hey, Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, John.
You know, it is always an honor. It's always a pleasure. I love you.
Oh, John, I don't have to believe that, but oh, it sounds good. Thank you.
It's the truth. I love you. I mean, I really, really do love you. Betty, I mean, it's just, I'm not saying this to say it. I mean, I don't say those things. You really are the nicest person in the world.
Uh-huh.
And you make my life complete by just being a friend of yours and knowing you. Will you marry me?
Of course. I don't mean to be hard to get. Of course. It all came as a delicious surprise. If we do get married, John, we have to move into the zoo.
I'm fine with that.
It'll be a simple ceremony, but an exotic one.
We'll have our guests will be an orangutan and an elephant.
And I have a few other friends that I'll surprise you with.
But, okay, now if we have to pick a certain species, Betty, at the LA Zoo, who do we move in with?
Well, Bruno and I have sort of a...
Are you cheating on me already?
Yes, yes.
Betty, I can't believe
he's
it.
He's about a 400-pound orangutan, and he and I have a very special relationship.
Oh, no. Is another big celebrity marriage going down the tube? Even before it made the National Enquirer? Let's see how this one turns out.
Love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage.
Betty White, she's my new wife.
I should get a stunt check.
Ooh, stunt check. Ah, she does know John well. Maybe better luck next time.
That was Ms. Betty White. You know her, like I said, from the Golden Girls. Also from Morris Animal Foundation. If you'd like to help out Morris in behalf of Ms. Betty White, please check out their website at morrisanimalfoundation.org or give them a call at 1-800-243-2345.
Or you can find that info at talkinpets.com on the links page. T-A-L-K-I-N, pets.com.
Well, that was kind of a thrill. That's never happened before.
We love you, Betty.
You can't have none. You can't have one without the other.
Until next time, for Talking Pets Rewind, I'm Bob Page.
No, sir.
And you are listening to Talking Pets. Don't forget, you can give us a call at 818-818-6401. We'd like to talk to you. I'm your host, John Patch, and joining us is...
Dr. Suzanne Toper.
And K on the buttons over there. So give us a call, 818-818-6401. Once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. So we're speaking with Burt Ward, the original Robin. I got to ask you a question, Burt. Now, it may be a stupid question, but I'm not 100% sure. Are you the originator, you and Batman in the 60s, of Batman and Robin? Or were there Batman and Robins before you?
Actually, the comic book was created in the late 30s, early 40s, and there was a serial. It was not. It was very limited distribution, but there was a serial, not a series, but there was a few programs that were made, and it really, I saw them. They're really hilarious. It was amateur compared to the level that, you know, we had in terms of production value, but it was cute, and but it didn't get much distribution.
Now, you have a company called Gentle Giants, and you also, for Gentle Giants, which is a rescue and an adoption organization, you also have Gentle Giants Foods for dogs and cats. But before I ask you a couple questions about that, did you receive awards from the President of the United States?
Yes. On April 28th, my wife and I received 4 awards. The first 2 awards were from the president. The first award was the President's Volunteer Service Award, which is an award because we've rescued more than 15,500 dogs in the last 30 years, every one of which was going to be put to death. We saved, provided complete medical care, food, housing, and found a safe, loving home for each one. We actually have more than that, but we stopped counting about 8 or 9 years ago when we got to 15,500. I guess it was just too hard to keep track. But so that was the award for having rescued these animals. The second award was the President's Lifetime Achievement Award for having created our unique feeding and care program. We actually feed and care for dogs differently than is traditional by people all around the world, and for creating the only food in the world that dogs are living up to and over 30 years of age, and we have cats living up to 32 years of age.
So with the Gentle Giants pet food, is it you're kind of known for not having GMO ingredients, correct?
Right, yes. Well, our food is completely different than any other pet food. And you have to understand, we don't take any money from this. This is all about charity, okay? We actually have 2 companies. Our rescue is called Gentle Giants Rescue and Adoptions, Inc. It's a 501c3 IRS licensed charity. We have permanent charitable status. And then our other company that has the pet food is Gentle Giants Products. You're technically not allowed to have a potentially for-profit business mixed in with a rescue charity. You see what I mean? So you have to have 2 companies. But the key thing is that what we've done is pure charity, never taken a dime from any of it. But we went to make a food because our own rescued dogs were living such short lives. The giant breeds, Great Danes, only traditionally live 7 to 9 years. Irish Wolfhounds, Mastiffs, 6 to 8 years. Right. And when one of these, if we didn't adopt them, passed away, it devastated my wife Tracy and I mean, emotionally devastated us. Okay, so we decided we were going to make a food to see if we can help them live longer, just for ourselves. And when we went to make the food, I remember we spent, I hate to say it, but millions of dollars we ended up spending to create a unique food. And what we found out, thinking that we were going to try to just get an extra year, you know, out of life or two by having the best quality, we found out something so devastating, John, that we have never gotten over it. It's something that every pet food company knows, but almost no individual knows, which is the more fat content that is put into pet food, the hungrier it makes the dogs and cats. And the hungrier they are, the more they eat, and the more they eat, the more you have to buy. And it is very upsetting.
And but, the fatter they get.
Well, but no, but it's much worse than that. Much worse. All you have to do, I tell people all the time, because they call me up and say, well, how is it? I mean, what is this, some kind of magic that you can have dogs living over 30 years? I say, no, it's all science. Okay? And they'll say, well, what do you mean? I said, do you feed your dog a pet food? Yeah. Do you feed him a kibble? Oh, yeah. Go get a few of those kibbles. Pick them up in your fingers. Rub your fingers together over those kibbles. Put them down. Rub your fingers. And you'll feel that slightly greasy feeling. They say, oh, yeah, I feel it. I say, well, in my opinion, that's killing your dog. What do you mean it's killing my dog? Well, that's animal fat that has been sprayed on the food to make the animals eat more, to make you buy more food. But more serious than that is, if you think about it, and you cooked bacon as an example, would you take the grease and pour it down your garbage disposal? Of course not, because you know, unlike water that evaporates, animal fat coagulates. When it hardens, it's like cement. It would ruin a metal garbage disposal. So when you realize that, why would anyone ever feed an animal a food that every single kibble is encapsulated in animal fat, plus the insides are filled with fat? That's one reason our dogs are living. We don't clog their arteries.
So I got to ask you. I put a commercial on our website at talkingpets.com, and it's a commercial on there and of you and your pet foods, and it's a cool commercial, but it shows the age of the one large dog that you had that would normally, like you said, live maybe 8 to 10 years. The dog is like turning 30, is that correct?
Our dogs have lived up to 27 and a half years. Our customers' dogs, we have a commercial out right now, a TV spot, that actually the man called me, lives in Phoenix, Arizona, very nice man. He got his dog from the pound. He remembers exactly because the puppy was 6 weeks old, and the dog is 30 and a half years old now.
Wow.
And he's got all the records, okay, and he's been feeding our food for 15 and a half years. And he said the minute he started feeding the food, the dog completely changed and became healthy. He has another dog that had terrible epilepsy, okay? That dog, after eating Gentle Giant, has stopped having epilepsy. Now, is there any guarantee? No, we can't guarantee anything. But the results speak for themselves, okay?
Right.
But there's something else. The GMOs, yes. You see, in our country, I don't know if you know this, but even our human food, more than 90% of the food we eat has been genetically modified to accept pesticides. Let me quickly explain what that means. When a farmer grows a plant, a fruit, a vegetable, whatever he grows, corn, wheat, soy, and bugs will attack it. And if he sprays a pesticide on it, it will half the time kill the plant. So in 1996, the same company that makes Roundup came out with a product called Roundup Ready Crops, where they changed the DNA in almost every single thing we eat so that when a farmer grows a crop and pests attack it, he can spray it with a pesticide that it doesn't kill the plant. It kills the bugs, but not the plant, so the farmer can produce his crop. But the plant absorbs the pesticide. And when an animal who does not have the ability of a human to handle, cancerous things, it's shortening, it's killing dogs. On our website is a wonderful 8-minute video we took from the number one research organization in the United States on how human and animal foods have been modified to accept pesticides. And everyone in this 8-minute video is a prominent veterinarian, and they all say the same thing, which is basically 25 years ago, they would see one dog or cat a month had cancer. Now, in today's world, with more than 90% of the food supply with pesticides in them, that every single day, one out of every two dogs and cats they see already has cancer. So you got to get beyond the cancer to get to the next level, because when we get into longevity, you've got to get past that, and then you start getting into the whole concept of dogs' bodies wearing out and how you prevent that from happening and slowing down the aging process, which is the next step of what we do, which is resolved by our way we feed and care for the dogs, elevating their food and water dishes to a specific height for every dog, feeding a minimum of 5 or more times a day, smaller, more frequent meals, because their bodies cannot accept the stress of so much food at one time and the space of time between it. You know, and you've got a doctor there. I don't know what kind of doctor, but you know the greatest stress on an animal's body is digestion. And it's just like a human that goes out and eats maybe at a barbecue or someplace. They eat too much or, you know what I mean, all you can eat place. You come back and you lay down and you have to literally rest to digest your food. Well, when you feed an animal only twice a day, that's what you're doing, which is what 99% of the world does when they feed dogs and cats.
Hold on to that thought, Bert, when we come back. I want you to tell everybody where they can find your foods, and also if they want to make donations, how they can do that as well. When we return, we're going to continue on with Bert Ward. You know him as Robin in the 1960s Batman and Robin. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
Kayla Gavino.
Give us a call if you've got a question, 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401, and this is Talkin' Pets.
Maybe that's because I love you. Call me. Don't be afraid and just call me.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Horn, and let me introduce you to a great online supplement store. It's called GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is always passing on deals to their customers because no one should take your health for granted. For the month of July, they've slashed their prices on their Moringa Vision Bundle and their Max Cleanse Bundle. Always check out their front page for the latest sales at GetTheTea.com. Along with their wonderful cleansing teas, they have a great assortment of unique supplement formulations that you'll not find at any store. They carry glucose support, digestive, cardiovascular, weight, and immune support supplements. So what are you waiting for? Go to GetTheTea.com and don't forget to enter the code MikeT, M-I-K-E-T-E-A, for free shipping. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. GetTheTea.com, MikeT.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We're speaking with Bert Ward, the original Robin. And actually, we were talking during the break, Bert, about what you were saying about small meals for dogs and Dr. Sue.
Well, yeah, and Bert, it was making perfect sense to me. Number one, John and I, we did say you are what you eat. That's very, very true. But especially with the giant breeds like Great Danes and, you know, Dobermans and German Shepherds, we are always telling people small, frequent meals so that they don't get bloat and gastric torsion, which I'm sure you're very familiar with dealing with those sorts of dogs. So, I mean, if I would comment, if you could, on that, please, that, you know, if you're not seeing those problems with the way that you're feeding.
Well, exactly. Well, let me tell you something. You hit it right on the head. You know, if you, most times if you go to a doctor or a veterinarian and you ask them what causes this, nobody ever really knows what causes things, it seems like. They know how to treat it, but not how to cause. We know exactly what causes bloat and torsion. And of the 15,500 dogs we've had here, not one has ever bloated in our care. And the way I describe it, and the way my wife and I have seen this, because I must tell you, how do we know so much? In our home, right this minute, are 50 dogs. We have had anywhere from 45 to 55 dogs in our home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the last 30 years. I mean,
wow.
And you have that many animals. We feed 600 pounds of food a day here.
Wow.
600 pounds. That's 20, 30 pound bags. But coming back to the bloat and torsion, is that we found that it's almost the thing, the famous phrase that you heard as a kid, don't go in the swimming pool for 30 minutes after,
right.
After you eat. And we found that any kind of motion combined with stress or exercise can cause that horrible condition, which is can be very deadly. That's one of the reasons we elevate our food and water dishes, because if a dog eats off the ground, they can inhale air into their lungs and aspirate, or in their stomach and bloat, or inhale the food into their lungs and aspirate. So that's very true. I forgot to mention something, if I may quickly, which is we were talking about the awards. We got four awards. We mentioned the two from the President of the United States. The other two were from the United Nations that Tracy and I individually received their humanitarian award, which was amazing. They flew someone out from New York to present us the award. And then also I wanted to talk to people about with our dogs, because so much, there's so much illness and stuff in dogs, there's all these kinds of things. On our food, in our feeding and care program, our dogs are so healthy that basically the only time they ever go to a vet is every 3 years for a rabies update. Well, our dogs have had no issues with all these different problems that can be caused by having, you know, GMOs in the food, or having excessive protein. A lot of the companies that make pet food, it's about money. For us, it's about life. We gauge our success on how long dogs are living and how healthy they are living.
So, Bert, how do people actually across America, everybody who's listening and will be listening on streaming and so on and so forth, how do they find your food and how do they donate to your organization?
Well, that's very nice. Our website is gentlegiantsdogfood.com. Our cat food website is gentlegiantscatfood.com. So they can go there for information, videos, and stuff. We're in 1,500 Petco stores all across America, okay? And we're in local grocery stores in most major cities as well. And in addition, online, we're Petco.com, Chewy.com, TractorSupply.com, and Target.com. So it's not hard to find our food. But what we also provide is the support information. We get about 1,100 people a week that contact us either by Facebook messages or emails, voicemails, and we help them. We on how to transition your dog, how to properly feed your dog. And we have had this absolute wonderful success. And now when we've got customers whose dogs are older than our dogs, I mean, it's working, and it's really wonderful. But it is our charity, and we don't take any salary from this at all. Never have. We never will. And we're going to be, now that we're very much in the United States, we're also in Walmart in Canada, but we're now going to be going to Europe. In the next year, we'll be in 12 countries, and the following year, we'll be in 75 countries. We have made a distribution deal with one of the biggest companies in Europe that does distribution.
Congratulations on that. So with the nonprofit, though, is there some place people can go to find out more about Gentle Giants, your nonprofit?
Yes, at gentlegiantsrescue.com. But let me just say this. There are so many needy charities that need contribution and animal shelters that need help and stuff. And my wife and I, because I was very successful, you know, playing Robin and doing, I've actually starred in 40 movies for television, and my wife has had a tremendous business career and success. We would actually say, if you're going to make a contribution, make it to one of these charities that is absolutely desperate, that needs help. We're okay. You know what I mean?
We'd
say adopt your local shelter, animal shelter, maybe take them blankets or food or something like that. But we don't actually seek donations, even though it would be tax-free if you gave a donation. There are so many people that have animals that really, really need help that don't have the resources that my wife and I have. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've been able so successfully to never take anything, to keep the prices down so people who love their animals can have a chance to have their dogs and cats live as long as our dogs and cats.
Well, Bert, I want to thank you for coming on with us onto the show on Talking Pets. It's always a great pleasure, and I hope to see you soon. And please give my love to Tracy.
I will. She's actually sitting right here.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi there. We send our love to you, and we really appreciate, you know, all the great things you're trying to do to show more people how they can help their dogs live longer and healthier.
Pleasure. A great pleasure.
And as we said on Batman, to the Batmobile.
There you go. Thanks, Bert. You take care. Bye, Tracy.
Bye-bye.
Great pleasure. That's Bert Ward. You know him as Robin from Batman and Robin. Don't forget, check him out, gentlegiantsdogfood.com and gentlegiantscatfood.com. And again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. Spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. And if you're looking to adopt a pet, please go to your shelter or rescue like Gentle Giants. For myself, John Patch.
And Dr. Sue Toper.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets.
Just be in the know. Think so little of me. They allow you to go.
Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.